Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Sai Ramujtaba. The Union Cabinet has approved a total outlay of 6,520 crore rupees, including additional outlay of 1,920 crore rupees for the ongoing central sector scheme, Pradhan Mantri Kisan Sampada Yojana, during the 15th Finance Commission cycle. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the approval includes 1,000 crore rupees to support setting up of 50 multi-product food irradiation units.
आज के इस कैबिनेट के फैसले में प्रधानमंत्री कृषि संपदा योजना का आउटले बढ़ा के 6,520 करोड़ किया गया और नए इरेडिएशन यूनिट्स और फूड टेस्टिंग लैब्स 50 इरेडिएशन यूनिट्स एंड 100 फूड टेस्टिंग लैब्स के लिए 1,000 करोड़ रुपीस का अलग से प्रावधान किया गया.
The center, the cabinet has also approved the central sector scheme grant in aid to National Cooperative Development Corporation with an outlay of 2,000 crore rupees for a period of 4 years from 2025-26 to 2028-29. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved 4 multi-tracking railway projects covering 13 districts across the states of Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, West Bengal, Bihar, Odisha and Jharkhand. Both the houses today faced repeated adjournments following uproar by opposition parties, demanding discussion on special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. The Lok Sabha was adjourned twice and the Rajya Sabha thrice before both the houses of parliament were finally adjourned for the day. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the second adjournment at 4 p.m, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal made a statement in the lower house on the reciprocal tariff announced by the United States. Speaking in the House, Mr. Goyal said that the government is examining implications of the recently announced 25% U.S. tariffs on Indian goods.
वाणिज्य एवं उद्योग मंत्रालय निर्यातकों और उद्योग सहित सभी हितधारकों से संवाद कर इस विषय पर उनके आकलन की जानकारी ले रहा है. सरकार हमारे किसानों, श्रमिकों, एंटरप्रेन्योर्स, निर्यातकों, सूक्ष्म, लघु और मध्यम उद्योगों और उद्योग जगत के सभी हितधारकों के कल्याण की रक्षा और संवर्धन को सर्वोच्च महत्व देती है. हम अपने राष्ट्रीय हितों को सुरक्षित करने और आगे बढ़ाने के लिए सभी आवश्यक कदम उठाएंगे.
The Election Commission has finalized the Electoral College list for the 2025 Vice Presidential election as mandated by the Constitution. The Vice President is elected by an Electoral College comprising the elected members of the Rajya Sabha, nominated members of the Rajya Sabha and the elected members of the Lok Sabha. President Draupadi Murmu today lauded AIIMS Deoghar for its commitment to improving healthcare in tribal regions, particularly through the adoption of 5 tribal villages and ensuring better primary medical services within just 6 years of its establishment. The president was speaking at the institution's first convocation ceremony in Jharkhand's Deoghar district. On to sports now. In badminton, India's Tarun Manipalli and Lakshya Sen have entered the men's singles quarterfinals of the Macau Open tournament. Tarun defeated Li Xiaqiu of Hong Kong 19-21, 21-14, 22-20, while Lakshya defeated Indonesia's Chico Ari Dwi Wardoyo 21-14, 14-21, 21-17. However, Ayush Shetty was knocked out after a 18-21, 16-21 loss to Malaysia's Justin Ho. And in cricket, India were 72-2 in their first innings against host England on day one of the final test of Anderson Tendulkar Test Series in London. Earlier, the host won the toss and opted to bowl. India are looking to level the series, which they are trailing 1-2. And in some more news, Myanmar's National Defence and Security Council, NDSC, today formed a new union government and State Security and Peace Commission. According to Myanmar Radio and Television, the union government is led by U Nyo So as Prime Minister and the State Security and Peace Commission is chaired by Senior General Min Aung Hlaing. And that is the end of this news bulletin.